Folks, I'm very excited. I am at Chapelet, and it's a beautiful morning here, and you can see half the valley from this beautiful hill, and I'm very excited to, and your name is, sir?
Philip Titus.
You have other projects. You have your own winery, Philip, and Titus Vineyards, and you also have a project that's been going on here. I don't know how you make all these different wines, and they're all great, but tell us about this new project, which isn't really that new.
No, it's a little bit new to Chapelet, but not so new to the rest of the market. Sonoma Loeb is a brand that I started working on in 1990 with John Loeb, from New York, but owns vineyards in Alexander Valley and Russian River Valley Appalachians. And he bought them in the 70s, and eventually he decided he wanted to make wine. John Loeb is an ambassador to Denmark and the United Nations. He's very cultured and has a large art collection and loves wine. And so we thought this would be a very, a great extension of his life on the East Coast. And so he wanted to make wines from his own vineyard. So really there in those climates, it's really Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So we started out in 1990 making a small amount of Pinot Noir, what we called at the time a Sonoma County, and then a reserve or a private reserve. And slightly different styles. The reserve is unfiltered and very, the best of the best. And Sonoma County was bright and lively, more fresh fruit character. So those wines, that was the very beginning. And so 1990, and then we built the brand to about 10 to 12,000 cases, depending on the year. And then in 2010, John Loeb decided he no longer wanted to make wine. I think he'd had it, and he was wanted a little more time to himself, because, selling wine and making wine is actually fairly demanding on your time.
I want to let you know, folks, that we are at a working winery, and some work is being done very close by here, and we are surrounded by barrels, and Philip has a little smile on his face. I think we just
opened a tank door, yeah. At that point, Chapelet purchased the brand from John Loeb, and what we've done is we've continued on making three Chardonnays, a Sonoma County, which is very fresh, lively, no new oak, no malolactic, fruit-driven. It's a combination of grapes from Knights Valley Appellation, which is actually Franz Valley. It's a very small part of Knights Valley. And then from the Carneros, Sonoma Carneros. So it's very lively, very bright, very lovely wine. Then we move up to the private reserve, and it is now a vineyard designated San Giacomo Vineyard Carneros Appellation Chardonnay. So we've really upgraded the grapes, and we're making this very fine Burgundian style wine. It's barrel fermented, about one-third new French oak. It's put through malolactic, so it has the creamy richness, but it's still very elegant, and from the best of the San Giacomo vineyards over in the Sonoma Carneros. A wine that comes above the in price and just a slightly, it's a different style, but is called the Envoy Chardonnay, and the Envoy was to honor John Loeb's time as an ambassador, and it is these very concentrated Chardonnay lots that are all from the Wente, Robert Young, Rude, and Hyde clones. And these are old clones of Chardonnay, they're low yielding, high concentration. And so this is a very unabashedly concentrated, we put plenty of new oak on it, but it's fresh and it's bold, but it's just a really deeply layered wine and very Californian. We're not trying to be following any Burgundian protocol on this wine, and it's just a mouthful of Chardonnay. And if you love Chardonnay, you're just going to love this wine.
Well, this is a project we're going to enjoy in its entirety right here now, as we have a couple dishes came to the table, and we will try each of these wines with these dishes. Philip, I noticed that you're as hungry as I am, and you've kept up with me pretty well here. I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's what we do, right? It's the wine.
It's part of the turf.
Yeah, it's the wine business. So,
folks, we're going to enjoy some great Pinot Noir and Chardonnays here with Philip Titus. Now, tell us about these Pinots. Obviously, there's a pattern here that the vineyards are world-class vineyards. And when you speak of San Giacomo, you're really talking about great fruit.
Yes, you grow Pinot Noir, you're looking for cold locations, you're looking for fog, wind, days that even in the summertime may not see the sun. That's perfect conditions for Pinot Noir, and not so good for Cabernet. So we've sought out these locations. So we make two Pinot Noirs. One is a Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. Sonoma Coast is a fairly large appellation, but it encompasses the coastal regions of Sonoma County on over to the Carneros region, which is more around the San Pablo Bay, but all of these areas areas kind of share the same kind of climate. And so the Sonoma Coast allows us to use both the Russian River and Carneros fruit, combining them, making this. There's a delicacy, but yet it's concentrated. And that's the holy grail with Pinot Noir, is to have a wine that's very fine and very bright, and at the same time shows some restraint. So that's what we do with the Sonoma Coast. For our high-end Pinot, we're using fruit exclusively from the Dutton Ranch in the Green Valley appellation of the Russian River Valley. These are pedigreed vineyards. You know, we didn't know a lot about the Russian River, but we knew that the Duttons made fantastic fruit. They've got such good land. So we've gone to them. We've built up our supply of grapes from over the years. You know, we get a few more grapes each year. It comes in small quantities, but, you know, good things do come in small quantities. So the Russian River Valley Dutton Ranch Pinot Noirs, it's big, it's rich, it's so satisfying on a level that is not Cabernet. It's still Pinot, but it hits all the same, you know, pleasure points as a great Cabernet Sauvignon.
Well, definitely different dishes to go with these wines, and we're going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot. Great seeing you.